on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let everybody know that we're live right now. Everybody hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Let everybody know that we're here. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. While everybody is gathering in the room, and while you're gathering in the room, y'all stay tuned because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuses to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that covers topics like anime, video games, movies, and TV shows, and other topics that black nerds can relate to? Then you need to check out the podcast, The Swarthy Nerd, at swarthynerd.com. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki the Snowman every Tuesday on their mission to provide empowerment to black nerds everywhere. So that is swarthynerd.com. Swarthy is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, swarthynerd.com.
Black Star Survival, a black-owned website providing outdoor urban survival gear for the black community. Black Star Survival also offers emergency preparedness kits, ammunition, firearms, and tactical gear aimed at helping the Melanoid family prepare and protect themselves. Go to www.blackstarsurvival.com and follow us on Instagram at blackstar_survival.
I took Sub-Zero's Lifting the Veil IT Academy class. I doubled my income in, 8 months?
I got a job as an ETL developer with a company just outside of Sacramento, $50 an hour.
In a couple of his courses and a couple of his classes with hands-on training, I wound up getting my first job, making a little over $100,000 a year. The skills that I've learned have been invaluable.
Go to ltvacademy.com. That's ltvacademy.com.
It's tax time again. Let the experts at Clark Pro Taxes make filing your taxes easy for you. They can prepare your taxes in person or virtually in all 50 states. Just snap a picture of your documents and leave the rest to them. Let Clark Pro Taxes prepare your personal and business taxes. Clark Pro Taxes will not stop until you get your maximum refund. Go to clarkprotaxes.com now and schedule your free consultation with the owner, Victoria Clark. That's clarkprotaxes.com.
Do you need to get your credit in order? Check out TradeLines with Gamba.com. On this website, run by credit expert Brother New, you will learn how to boost your credit score, and you will learn how to get help on funding your own business. There is also a do-it-yourself credit repair kit. Get started now at TradeLines with Gamba.com. Gamba is spelled G-A-M-B-A.
As the world fights this deadly virus, one of the best ways to stay safe is to build an immunity that can withstand every disease and ailment without the need for medicines or drugs. With proper exercise and nutrition, immune-boosting vitamins, and a smoothie recipe from HerbalOrganicProducts.com, you'll be ready for the fight. At HerbalOrganicProducts.com, you can download their ebook that details how to make vitamin-rich smoothies that will help you fight diseases and are absolutely delicious. You'll even learn about top herbs that can add a spark to your sex life. Check out HerbalOrganicProducts.com and place your order today.
JEGHETTO.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The massive puppeteer in the game for 20 years. First priority is the FBA community. Docu puppetry, celebrating black legacy. Educate my people so my people can be free. Virtual puppet shows, private parties, and workshops. JEGHETTO, fighting white supremacy with hip hop.
Have you been gaining a lot of weight since the COVID-19 pandemic? Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a weak upper body? Ladies, do you feel insecure when a man looks at you from behind because you feel like your butt isn't round enough? If you answer yes to any of these questions, Salomon's Fitness World can help you achieve your fitness goals. Salomon offers customized online personal training, makes and sells ankle, booty, and power resistance bands to strengthen, stretch, and tone your whole body. Order your resistance bands now at SalomonsFitnessWorld.com. Enter discount code Tariq to save 15% on your bundle order. www.SalomonsFitnessWorld.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave a little blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever do that, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Everybody hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Let us know that it's real. Glad to have y'all tuning in. We're going to chop up some heavy game on today's broadcast, guys. By the way, Buck Breaking the movie coming out next month. Buck Breaking, the highly anticipated movie coming out. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay posted at buckbreakingmovie.com. We're trying to get some theatrical screenings. We're working on that now, but nevertheless, the movie is going to be out one way or the other by April 30th. So you guys stay tuned for that. Y'all guys get ready for that. April 30th is the date for the most important film of the decade. And this is a new decade, and this is the most important film. If you don't see any other film, you got to see this. And luckily, a lot of stuff is opening up, so hopefully we can get some theatrical releases for the film. But this is going to be a very important film. You need to watch it in your communities, watch it with your friends, watch it with family. It's a very heavy movie. Buckbreakingmovie.com. And by the way, don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, Hidden Colors 1 through 5. You can get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get into what we got to talk about today. Today, we're talking about caping. We're asking the question. A lot of black folks out here are caping. Caping for what? What are you caping for? Black people got this habit of caping, and you can't even articulate why you're caping. Caping for what? And I'm talking about Demacoons. Democratic coons, for the most part. We're seeing a lot of caping coming from them. And family, everything that I talked about a month ago about this whole anti-black propaganda, where they're talking about black people are attacking Asians, every single thing I said on that broadcast a month ago, and I'm talking about just every single point, happened word for word, timeline by timeline. I told people a month ago they're going to ramp up this anti-black propaganda, because see what they're trying to do, which I explained, they got to get all the focus off the anti-black racism that's permeating the country right now. The anti-black racism has intensified, but the thing is, they were able to blame Donald Trump for all the anti-black racism. That's why the white media and all those entities would speak about anti-black racism and white supremacy, because they could blame the Trump administration, they could blame the Republicans. Now that there's no Trump in office, the Republicans are not in office, the Senate's, the Democrats have the House, they got everything on lock. It's all Democrats now. The Democrats are running the show right now. They don't have anybody else to blame. I said they're going to change the subject. And they flipped it on us like I said they were going to do. They flipped this whole thing where the victims are now the victimizers. They came up with this propaganda that black people are attacking Asians. And what they did, like I explained, they start getting these random incidents that look like people have been paid to do these attacks on Asians. Whenever you see black people, and I said this a month ago, notice whenever you see a quote unquote black person attacking an Asian person, the black person is always homeless or mentally ill. Almost every single time, it's some homeless or mentally ill black person that it appears somebody paid to do one of these little crazy random acts. Every single time, it's always some mentally ill or homeless black person that most likely law enforcement paid them. They do stuff like that. They'll pay somebody to do something in order to help push a crime bill. I want black people to understand how they will orchestrate crimes in order to push a bill. That's what happened with the Jussie Smollett thing. We all know that that was an organized crime. And notice when they organized that crime, this black and homophobic hate crime, look at how the media was all in on it. The liberal media and liberal politicians were all on code with it. They made a point to say that it was a racist and homophobic attack. And I want y'all to go back and look at that. And I was one of the first people questioning that bullshit. Not even questioning it. I was calling it out. And I want y'all to go look up articles. The liberal media, some of those white left-wing publications, were going in on me for calling it out. And I was 100% right. This wasn't no racist or homophobic attack. It was a damn farce. This is a fraud. This is a farce. And notice how when they pulled that little finesse, the politicians who were all in on it jumped on it like, oh my God, we have to push some civil rights legislation for the LGBT community. We got to hurry up and push these rights and these bills and these legal documents. We gotta push these things right now before they find out about the finesse. You understand? We better understand how folks work against us and they get on code with each other. And you have black folks in Hollywood. And let me say this. Niggas in Hollywood are the worst. I cannot stand most of these niggas. They are the worst. They are whores. They'll do anything for a movie role. And Hollywood knows this. These niggas will toe the line. They do anything white mommy and white liberal daddy in Hollywood tells them to do. Remember all these phony ass niggas out here in Hollywood were co-signing that Jussie Smollett thing? I was going in on a lot of them. They were the main ones co-signing that because white mommy and white daddy in Hollywood told them to co-sign it. These niggas, I really want y'all to understand how weak these niggas are in Hollywood. I'm out here in Hollywood around these weak ass, buster ass niggas who will suck a dick for a movie role at the drop of a hat. These are the weakest niggas ever, man. Oh, I cannot stand most of these niggas. They are weak, weak, weak. They'll do anything for a movie role. They'll do anything for a damn job. They were the main ones pushing the Jussie Smollett line. See, they have to do anything that the liberal white supremacists who run Hollywood, they have to do everything they tell them to do in order to get work. So let me tell you something. Whenever you see these Negroes in Hollywood co-signing something, go the opposite way. Whenever they're co-signing something, just go the opposite way. It's probably some shit you shouldn't even be rocking with. They're the main ones pushing the buck-breaking agenda, by the way. These niggas are the worst. And they will sell you out. They will sell the black masses out just so they can get a damn movie role at the drop of a hat. They will sell you out for a guest star on a TV show, they will sell you out to toe the liberal Democrat line. Anything the white liberal Democrats are pushing, these niggas are going to help push it, even if it undermines black society. These niggas are the worst. And as we know, they'll pull law enforcement, politicians, they will help orchestrate certain things so they can push certain bills. Like I said, they were doing that with the knockout game. And I told people with this anti-black propaganda where they're talking about black people are targeting Asians, they're trying to set up a new crime bill. Y'all got Joe Biden in office, Crime Bill Joe. Joe made his bones off crime bills against black people. That's his claim to damn fame. And you dumb, goofy, butter biscuit eating Sambos put him back in office, and now we got this anti-black propaganda revved back up again, and it's coming from the Democratic side of the chessboard. There is no Republican or Democrat, guys. Y'all better get that out your system. I'm going to talk about Tamir Rice's mama in a minute. I'm going to get on my sister Samaria in 1 minute. I see people in the chat room talking about that. Let me get on that in a minute. But like I said, these Negroes out here will do anything that white mommy and white daddy tells them to do. And they use the deaths of black people in order to push all these other agendas. That's why Tamir Rice's mother came out and called them out heavy. There was a Grammy performance and they had Tamika Mallory on there, and they had, I think, the rapper Lil Baby. They were talking about police brutality, and they had Tamika Mallory doing spoken word and all that. And I guess that just made my sister Samaria snap, and she went off on a lot of people. She got on her social media and she was going off on Tamika Mallory. She was going off on Benjamin Crump, calling them frauds and how they use the deaths of black people for their own gain. She was calling them out by name. And a lot of the Democratic coons are scrambling right now, because you can't really go in on this sister, because this is she's a victim of a crime that never received justice. She went in on the Black Lives Matter organization, calling them out for monetizing the deaths of black people and clout chasing. And I agree with her 100%. People are trying to say, oh, she's hurt, there's pain. I agree with her 100%. She called them out as she should. And by the way, y'all know Mike Brown's dad. Didn't Mike Brown's dad call out Black Lives Matter? Like, hey, where's all that money? Y'all done made a gazillion dollars off the deaths of my son and the deaths of all these other black kids. Where is all this damn money going? Am I correct? Didn't Mike Brown's dad start questioning that? So a lot of the family members, the parents of the people, these black boys who are slaughtered by these race soldiers, and the white liberals send their plantation minions out here to pick at the carcasses of these black boys to monetize it and then hoard the money, sabotage these cases, and then use the money for all these other agendas. Family members are starting to call them out now, because it's been years and there's no damn justice whatsoever. I don't blame these family members. I've been telling y'all for the longest, Black Lives Matter, the organization, ain't shit. It's a white-run organization with Negro flunky puppets. I told y'all about Ben Crump's hustle, his game. And all of these people, I'm not mad at these parents at all. They're telling the truth. These folks make a gazillion dollars off the deaths of black people and then use that money to fund other agendas. You do not do anything about the race soldiers. You don't do anything with that money to help the black community. You get that money from dead black people, then turn around talking about let's fund LGBT organizations. Let's fund immigrants. Let's fund some executive orders for anti-Asian bigotry, and that's a spit in the face to the black families out here. Wait, you just made all this money off my dead son, and you're gonna put a damn executive order for some Asians and LGBT? What are you talking about? These black families have every right to call that out. And Benjamin Crump's mushmouth ass, we've told you about his tactics for the longest. Benjamin Crump, like I said, Benjamin Crump and these other guys go behind the scenes and they make these little deals with the police department. They always do these little things to thwart prosecution of these race soldiers. It's not a coincidence that they time things a certain way. They do these settlements and announce these settlements right before or right during a case because they know that that helps to sabotage the case. It's not a coincidence when Crump and these guys are representing these folks. They go into court hugging and forgiving and getting in front of the camera talking about they forgive right when they done signed a little deal behind the scenes to get a settlement. They do all this little sucker ass stuff. And with the case up here in Minnesota with the Derek Chauvin case, right when the case is about to start rolling out, they're doing jury selection and the whole nine, Crump and these guys hop out here in the media announcing they got a $27 million settlement from the city. Now, here's the thing. I done told y'all about the hustle. This is a hustle that protects police. The police don't get touched at all. Black person gets killed. Everybody turns up. They make a deal with the city. The taxpayers have to foot the bill. The police and the police unions are not touched. The race soldiers don't get punished. The police are sitting there untouched, period. Nothing's happening to the police. See, if we start hitting up those police pensions and all that stuff, this shit will stop. See, we're going to have to start getting that money out of these damn police pensions. They'll stop shooting overnight if we start hitting that damn pension money. But the thing is, you got the Crumps out here negotiating deals with the city so that taxpayers have to foot the bill. They make an announcement right during jury selection and right before a trial is about to start, and they know that's going to taint the jury. With the case out there in Minnesota, they had to dismiss some jurors because of that announcement of the settlement. Did y'all know that? I'm telling you, this stuff directly affects the jury. They were almost about to throw the case out because of that settlement, because they were going to say, well, the jury is too tainted right now because of that settlement. But what they did, they just got rid of a couple of jurors who admitted that their opinion about the case has changed because of the jury, because of that settlement. What happens, and Crump and those guys know that. They know if they go out here and do a settlement, that's going to look like, okay, well, damn, justice was served. Because usually when they do those little settlements, the family's out there bucking their damn eyes. Oh, Lord, we should all just get along. I forgive everybody. They know that that has a bearing on the jurors. Even down there with the case out there, what's the white woman in Dallas? Why I'm getting so old, I be forgetting stuff. What's the white woman who shot the brother, Bokum John? What's the white woman who shot him? What's her name? Amber Geiger. There you go. Amber Geiger. When they had those Negroes all up in court hugging on Amber Geiger, remember, they talked to the jurors and the jurors were like, well, damn, when we saw all that, we said, hell, we might as well be lenient. When the jurors saw that, they were like, oh, damn, okay, I guess it ain't that bad. They know what they're doing. When they had the black bailiffs in there rubbing on Amber Geiger's hair, that was all orchestrated with the lawyers and all of these guys. They know what they were doing. They know what they were doing. So Tamir Rice's mother was right for calling out the clownery from the Crumps and the Black Lives Matter and all these people. These folks are enemies to black society. I just saw an image that's been circulating called Truthsayers, something that the white liberals put out for Women's History Month. And they had a bunch of women on there. They had Michelle Obama, Oprah, Gail, Tyrannosaurus Burke, Tamika Mallory, one of the chicks from Black Lives Matter, the LBG chick from the who writes the movie The Shy, the TV show The Shy, Lena Waithe, I think that's her name. They had Lovey, that's Cynthia Erivo's homegirl. So they had all of these other agenda pushing negresses on here, trying to make them the face of black womanhood. These women don't represent foundational black American women. Like I said, whoever white people start elevating, you better watch out for that. They also had that poetry, that girl with them weak ass poems, Gorga, whatever her name is, they had her on there too. They have these people on here who push other agendas. Amanda Gorman, yeah, they had them. It was a clown show. A bunch of LGBT pushers and immigrants, all these people who are against a black agenda. We better watch whoever white society tries to elevate and tell us to follow. Yeah, they had Beyonce reposted or retweeted, and black folks are off this thing that where anytime Beyonce says something, we supposed to jump. No, we don't do that no more. This whole thing where if Beyonce or Jay-Z says something, they're supposed to be like the Negro whisperers and we're supposed to jump. No, it doesn't work like that. That doesn't work because we see what it is. We see what it is. Yeah, they had Tamron Hall on there too. Yeah, we're not going for that. We better watch out and keep our eyes open, because right now it's time to be on coast. So now these same Hollywood Negroes, family, the same Hollywood Negroes are running around here talking about stop Asian hate. Now, the other day there was a shooting down in Atlanta where a white supremacist suspect went into a massage parlor and shot a bunch of Asian women. He did a mass shooting. And people were talking about white supremacy yesterday, and I said, listen, they're going to flip this. They're not going to sit up here and talk about white supremacy and Asian people. They're not about to do that. They're going to flip this on black people. Y'all just watch. I tweeted that the other day. I said, they're going to flip this on black people so fast. Family, as soon as I said that, if you look at Twitter today, it's all about black people attacking Asians. They flipped that. They got off that very quickly. Most of the attacks that happen to Asian people, it's white people doing it. Most of the people who harm Asians have always been white. It is white people doing it. I said they're not about to create a white supremacist rift with the Asians. They're not about to do that. The Asians are going to get off that real quickly and focus on black folks. They're not about to go after or have some kind of riff with white mommy, white daddy. They know their buffer class status. They know that. I knew they were going to flip that on us, but this is the problem. All these goofy, caping Negroes running around here talking about some damn stop Asian hate. Y'all Negroes, and I said this, they were going to do this. I said these coons were going to be out here trying to cape for Asians, and they're going to use these caping Negroes to further justify anti-black laws against us. There was a hearing down in Texas, I think, and Representative Roy, a white man, got on. He started making lynching references. He's talking about, yeah, we need to use some Texas justice for the bad guys. Okay, quote, bad guys. Who's the bad guys? He's using all these dog whistle terms. Bad guys mean black people, because black people are the face of this nonsense. So when he's talking about lynching somebody and lynching the bad guys, let's be very clear. He's talking about black people. So now they're having hearings about anti-Asian crime in the White House because of the shooting. They got some flags half staff right now. So now the Democrats are just going all out with this one. When have they had the flags half staff for black people? When have they had that? And y'all boy, Obama, he done popped his head out. He done got his head out of some bussy long enough to pop up talking about, this hate against Asians, this is going to have to stop. We got to do something about this hate against Asians. And we're looking at him like, nigga, please. Really? Really, Obama? Yeah, we got to do something about all this anti-Asian racism. That man was in office for 8 years. He didn't do a damn thing about anti-black racism at all. Obama didn't do a damn thing. And now that the white supremacists, they've always attacked Asian people. They've always colonized Asian countries. You ain't got no smoke for that, but you got smoke for black folks. And by the way, they're finding every little thing they can to make black people the face of this thing. There was a black woman who's the editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue magazine. They went and dug into her tweets, because I guess they're just searching anything they can find. She made some references to Asian people about a decade ago when she was in college. She said something about, oh, I got puffy Asian eyes right now. Family, do y'all know they fired that woman? She's one of the top trending subjects right now. They found this black woman, fired her, and made a big deal about her. Oh, this is the face of anti-Asian bigotry. Family, a white man just shot a bunch of Asian women in cold blood, and they're talking about a tweet or a couple of tweets that a black woman made 10 years ago. You see what I'm saying? And you dumb niggas in Hollywood are going along with this farce, putting on your capes, talking about stop Asian hate. That's something that they're going to have to do on their own. We don't have anything to do with that. Black people are not targeting them. There's no organized targeting of Asian people. But black people are the main ones out here with the damn cape on, like idiots, while they're putting together crime bills as we speak right now against us. And there was an article with NBC.com. They were talking about black people should be better allies to Asians because of all of this anti-Asian hatred. They put out an article talking about how black people need to be better allies. If you don't go to hell, we don't need to do a damn thing. We need to be better allies. I've been offended for the last couple of days after reading that. We need to be allies? Where were our allies when Peter Liang killed Akai Gurley? Wasn't no allies. All of the people in the Asian community went and supported Peter Liang. Where are the allies when we're getting beat up in the damn Asian nail shops? Where are the allies there? Sisters get beat up and attacked in Asian nail shops on a regular basis. Nobody's flying a flag half staff. Nobody's doing anything. Allies? And remember, they had that Nightline show where they were putting people on TV talking about, well, there's black people targeting Asians and black people, the black leaders need to do something about it. That's dangerous propaganda, and y'all niggas are going along with the program. Scared to call that out. That's something that y'all should have been called out. Black folks got to get out of this habit of going in helping people with your own demise. While y'all niggas, let me play that clip before While black folks are running around out here with the cape on, talking about let's stop the Asian hate. This is them. Hold on.
Filed. Some in the community blame the tension between black people and Asian Americans.
I think they targeting to the Asian American community.
We need the black community to realize that the that black people are hurting Asians and they need to speak out in their own community.
It is not just a black and Asian issue.
Man, give me a damn break. ABC put this bullshit on. Do you know how dangerous that is? Which is a damn lie, and niggas ain't even calling that out. These clown-ass niggas in Hollywood ain't even calling that out. I hate cowards. And my thing, what I hate about these Hollywood Sambos who are running around here with the cape on and the butter biscuits and their Team Joe badges. See, when black folks like me, when we call out anti-black racism daily, these are the same niggas talking about we being Hotep. Oh, y'all talking that Hotep shit. Because remember, a lot of these niggas are from Asian, from immigrant backgrounds. So they already have vitriol and white daddy worship anyway. But a lot of these niggas always talking about how Hotep we are for calling out racism against black people. But now they're running around here with the cape on talking about let's stop Asian hate. We got to do something. We got to speak out. We got to speak up and speak out. These are scared niggas who are buck dancing for work. They got to buck dance for a damn job. They got to stay on the good side of the white liberals in Hollywood. That's all it's about, man. That's really all this shit is about, man. It's goofy niggas who need damn jobs in Hollywood, man. It's real corny, man. Because y'all putting targets on the backs of the black masses so your stupid ass can get a little bullshit job. What are you caping for? Let people hold their own damn nuts. Black people, let me tell you something. It ain't our job to cape for no damn body. I don't need to be an ally to a goddamn thing. Black people, we've done enough for the Asian community as black people. Let's keep it a buck. Black people have always helped and saved the Asian community historically. Let's look at history. When we look at history, going all the way back to the 1800s, and I talk about this all the time, when the white supremacists were over there killing the people in the Philippines, when the U.S. went to war over there in the Philippines, they called it the Nigger War, killing all those dark-skinned Filipinos, slaughtering them, almost committing genocide. Black people, particularly a black American soldier named David Fagan, he defected from the U.S. Army because he did not want to see the Filipinos get slaughtered over there. So he left the damn U.S. Army and started a guerrilla warfare against the U.S. Army. He went over there training some of the Asians so they wouldn't get slaughtered. Black people have always put our lives on the line for Asian people. It's never been reciprocated. Let's go back into the 1960s. In the 1960s, it was black people in the damn streets fighting for immigration rights so that Asians can come over here. Asians are over here in large numbers because of black people in the 60s fighting for civil rights. We didn't get nothing out of no damn immigration bill. That was to help you. It has never been reciprocated. It was the Black Panthers speaking up for Asian people. Speaking out against the Vietnam War. It was the Black Panthers, Huey P. Newton and those guys. It wasn't reciprocated. They'll try to say, well, the Asians were standing in solidarity with the Black Panthers. Who, you mean the damn informants that they sent over here? We had some Asian informants. That's how we got the reciprocation. We got Asian informants over here. Richard Aoki, who was a damn informant. Let's keep it a buck. We've sacrificed so much for the Asian community and it's never been reciprocated. Don't tell us we need to be a damn ally. Black people put their lives and their damn careers on the line to help Asian people and to stand up against injustice against Asian people. Our brother Muhammad Ali gave up his title because he didn't want to go to Vietnam and harm Asian people. He was famously saying, ain't no Viet Cong ever called me a nigga. Well, if he waited a couple of years, he would have saw that. But he stood up and said, I'm not going to go to Vietnam and harm any Asian people. Dr. King was speaking up against the injustice against Asian people. All of our people were speaking up against the injustice against Asians. even black people on a grassroots level. Remember, when Asians were coming over here, it was black people embracing them. It was black people making Asian folks icons like Bruce Lee. It was black people who made Bruce Lee a damn icon. Remember, Bruce Lee was getting shitted on by Hollywood. They made Bruce Lee put a mask on so he couldn't show his Asian face in the Green Hornet TV show. They wanted to hide the Asianness of Bruce Lee. That was white people doing that. Bruce Lee was supposed to be in a TV show called Kung Fu. They got a white man named David Carradine, who wasn't really damn Asian, to play the part that Bruce Lee was supposed to play. The racism was coming from white daddy. We embraced Bruce Lee. We elevated those Asian and those karate stars and all those guys. We did that as black people. Don't tell us we need to be a damn ally. We done allied ourselves out. We were the economic base, and we still are the economic base of the Asian community. When they came over here, white people weren't fucking with you. You weren't setting up shop in white neighborhoods. You were coming down to black neighborhoods. We gave you the damn money and the economic base. Don't sit your ass up here talking about how black people are mistreating the Asian community and we've been your economic base for 50 fucking years. What are you talking about? White people ain't going to the Sally Beauty Supply getting all them bundles. We're your economic base. And niggas out here apologizing, bowing and scraping. Ooh, Lord, we got to stop the Asian hate now. We got to be better allies. No, we've done enough. And for you to turn around and make it seem like we're attacking you and you're working with the white supremacists to put together crime bills against us. Nah, hold your own nuts. We don't owe you nothing. We've done enough. We have done enough. I'm not one of these scared, goofy niggas trying to get a job in Hollywood. We've done enough as black people. How dare y'all talk about we need to be better allies? What we need to damn do. Y'all don't spend a damn dime with us. The Asian community don't spend a dime with us. They don't give us nothing. Not one dime. And we can't go to their countries because the anti-black racism is so deeply embedded there. And now we got to watch out for the Peter Liangs and the other race soldier who helped kill George Floyd. Remember, there was an Asian cop helping Derek Chauvin kill George Floyd. He was right there assisting him. If we want to keep it a buck. I want black folks to stop being cowards. These people are setting up new crime bills. Family, I told y'all they're trying to use this thing to set up some propaganda. Every time again you see a black person attacking an Asian person, it's a random crazy looking homeless black person who some cop didn't pay. They didn't gave him some money and made him go do something slick. And I'm telling y'all, this is how they get these little stop and frisk laws going. This is how they justify it. And it's going to a whole different level. Now, did y'all hear the announcement that de Blasio made in New York? They got something in New York now in response to all of these Asian hate crimes. They're talking about how they're going to start going to people's homes and questioning them as a way to deter hate crimes. So this is going to be stop and frisk on steroids. They're not going to even wait for you to leave. If you say something online, they're going to send cops to your house in New York. Did y'all hear something about this? I want y'all to look this up, what de Blasio said. This is very disturbing. This is going to be stop and frisk on steroids. This is something else. Let me read the exact quote, because I retweeted this earlier today, because this just came out today. Let me say exactly what the quote is. Hold on. Okay. It says, those who commit hateful but non-criminal conduct should be confronted by the NYPD, de Blasio says. He says, I assure you, if an NYPD officer calls you or shows up at your door to ask you about something that you did, that's going to make people think twice, and we need that. Family, they're talking about going to people's houses now. This is some neo-Nazi type of shit right now. And if y'all let Andrew Yang get in office out there, it's a wrap. Black folks, y'all can't co-sign anything that these white supremacists are throwing your way. You have to be on code and understand when they're setting up your demise, you cannot assist them for your own personal damn benefit. What do you think, black folks, y'all, what do you think you're going to get out of this? We need to stop Asian hate, man. What are you going to get out of this? You haven't even stopped the anti-black hate. I'm not responsible for the actions of some random homeless dudes. Neither are any other black people. Y'all need to take the damn cape off. Family, we're sitting out here talking about hate crimes and resources and executive orders for Asian people because of certain things black people have said online. Black people are not harming Asian folks in no organized manner at all. But we don't get anything for the black people who've been harmed. Hell, in the last couple of weeks alone, in the last month alone, guys, in the last month, less than a month, you've had a 3-year-old black girl and her mother pepper sprayed up there in New York. You had a 9-year-old black girl pepper sprayed by white race soldiers. Nobody was punished. Down in Texas, some race soldiers shot a 1-year-old boy in the damn head. They were out here chasing somebody and just started shooting indiscriminately, shot a 1-year-old baby in the head. A little black baby barely surviving right now. Nobody's punished. We don't have time to cape for everybody else when we're out here getting slaughtered. There's a soft genocide. Speaking of Texas, there was a brother who got arrested on some weed down there in Texas. He mysteriously died in jail and they put 7 correctional officers on administrative leave. There's a soft damn genocide right now of black people. And y'all niggas want to put the cape on for other folks? And speaking of ambush, out here in California, there's a brother from Compton, and shout out to that brother, Brother Travis. Shout out to him for getting away. The race soldiers tried to ambush this brother out here in Los Angeles. It was a brother from Compton. He was in a parking lot just waiting on his mom to come out of a store, and the cop came and like, hey, man, you got to move your car here. He like, okay, yeah, I'll move. Yeah, and the cop was like, yeah, why don't you turn your car off, and yeah, let me see your keys and all this, and the brother was like, hey, man, I'll just move. And the brother sensed, hey, man, something, why the hell the woman to stop my, you know, stop the car? What's this all about? And one of the race soldiers had the little neo-Nazi haircut, and the other race soldier got in front of the car. So the brother, like, let me get the hell out of here. So the brother dipped. The brother took off. One of the race soldiers named Carlos Tavar, that's the cop's name, LAPD officer, he started just bussing on the dude. He started shooting at the car, broad daylight in the middle of traffic. Luckily, he did not hit the brother. Now, a lot of folks don't know that race soldier shot into somebody else's car. It was a Lyft driver. A lot of folks don't know. It was a brother who's a Lyft driver. 2 bullets went into his car. Luckily, it didn't hit him. So the race soldier just starts shooting indiscriminately at this brother for parking. Not even illegally. He wasn't even parked. He was just waiting on somebody to come out. And you're going to start busting on the dude because he took off. And the justification they used to shoot at this brother was that he tried to run the cop over. They used some I'm white and I say so bullshit, which if you look at the video cam, he did not try to run the cop over. But they're using I'm white and I say so. So what happened was the brother went to a store. He drove to a little strip mall, ran inside the store, changed clothes real quickly, grabbed some clothes off the rack, changed his shirt, and just casually walked out past the cops and got away. Shout out to that brother. The spirit of Ogun was with him. They're still looking for him now. I hope they never find him. I hope he gets away. And if they do catch him, I want to put some on his lawyer. But hopefully that brother gets away and they need to drop those charges. Shout out to that brother. And this is what we got to do to survive. We got to do MacGyver Rambo type stuff to survive traffic stops. we have to do all this type of stuff to survive traffic stops. And there's another tactic that I want black folks to watch out for, because what they'll do, the race soldiers will get in front of a car deliberately, which is supposed to be against police policy. A part of police policy, they tell you not to get in front of a car because they know that a cop getting in front of a car will use that as justification to try to shoot somebody, which is exactly what they're doing. And by the way, speaking of LA, there was another retired Los Angeles detective. He was out, he got into a road rage incident. There was a little fender bender with a black dude, and he was calling the black guy all types of niggas and monkeys. So now they're talking about investigating some of the cases that he had when he was working with the force for 30 years. And LAPD put out a statement talking about, well, this is not who we are. This is not our mindset. And I was hitting their ass back on Twitter. Yes, it is. You guys have always been a white supremacist enclave. Always. See, we got to understand what the game is, and we got to be prepared. We better understand, family, as our sister Dr. Welsing has told us, family, you are in a war. Black people, we are in a war. We have to look at ourselves as being in the middle of a war. This war has been going on for 500 years. We've been in a 500-year war. And just because they're not hostile overtly in your face, don't mean that they're still not a war. We have to look at this thing as warfare, and we should never be comfortable in this war. We should never be 100% comfortable. We got to be on code heavy. Everything they do is a form of warfare. Even the way they use words. Let's go back to that trial, the Chauvin trial out there in Minnesota. Now, on the trial, they got a jury makeup. And watch words. See, they got black people. They played the minority people of color game on black folks. So they think that that will work all the time. So out of the 12 people they have on the jury, they have a white male in his 20s, a white male in his 30s, black male in his 30s, white woman in her 50s, black man in his 30s, white woman in her 50s, black male in his 40s, mixed multi-raced woman in her 20s, a white woman in her 50s, black woman in her 60s, white woman in her 40s, and another mixed race, multi-race woman in her 40s. Now, what does that mean? So basically, out of the 12, you have 8 white identifying people on the jury. When you see somebody talking about mixed multiracial, that means white identifying. That's a con game. I want black folks to understand code words and con games. Whoever that multi-race mixed person is, that's a white identifying person. Okay? And by the way, I heard one of the black people, at least one, they said one of the black males had an African accent. So that means there's 9 white identifying people on that damn jury. I'm going to say that again. That's 9 white identifying people on that jury. See, they know, the white supremacists know they're Negroes. They know who to get, who's not going to be on code. Because, see, the white supremacists, they understand codes. They understand how they are all on code. And they know the wannabes who want to be on code with them. See? Oh, yeah. They got an immigrant. At least one immigrant coon. I wouldn't be surprised if they got, if all the black people were immigrant coons. I would not be surprised whatsoever. Oh, yeah, and the multi-mixed race woman. Okay, that could be a white identifying person with 1/85th Native American or white Hispanic. That can be anything. But I can almost guarantee that's somebody who harbors some anti-black sentiments. See, we got to look at it from that perspective. We got this thing where we think just because a person is not white, they're going to be on our side. No, 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 no. It don't work like that. Just because a person is not white don't mean that they're not going to be team white supremacy. The wannabes are the worst than the authentics. The wannabes are worse than the authentics. So we got to understand the game out here. We got to understand what they elevate over us. See, this is why they keep pushing all of these immigrants on us, making it seem like they're supposed to be our leaders. They get the Tarana Burks and all these people from immigrant backgrounds and let them be the spokespersons for Black society, because Tarana Burke has already said it's not her job to go after white men. They know that these niggas think like that. They know that these niggas got all that coon juice up in them. They love to hear that. They love to hear a Negro talking about it's not my job to go after white folks. They see that. They're like, good, that's the kind of nigga I'm going to elevate. Look at what they elevate. I saw something Planned Parenthood tweeted. They tweeted something talking about, yeah, shout out to all the women who are on the Grammys. You know, they had Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion out there popping their ass and all that stuff. And Planned Parenthood, of all organizations, shouting them out. Yes, shout out to the Black women who's showing their power by showing how to give pleasure. And I'm like, Planned Parenthood, y'all need to sit y'all ass down. Remember, Planned Parenthood is a eugenics organization. It started as a eugenics organization. Margaret Sanger, this was a woman who wanted to exterminate the Black race. Always keep that in mind. Planned Parenthood was started by a woman who wanted to exterminate Black people. So, of course, they're going to elevate things that's going to be detrimental to Black society ultimately. And speaking of the Grammys, I saw something very interesting in the Grammys. Some of the people who won, I know Tiffany Haddish won a Grammy for Best Comedy Album, and the singer Her won a couple of Grammys too. What's interesting, and I always tell people this, when people from immigrant backgrounds, when it's something negative, everybody's Black. You're not supposed to call out any ethnic backgrounds if it's something negative. If it's something negative, you're not supposed to say, hey, that's not a foundation of Black American. Hey, what you talking about foundation of Black American, brother? We all these same niggas. We're all the same. Why is he? That is divisive. Like if a nigga rob a store and we say, hey, man, he robbed a store, but that nigga's not a foundation of Black America. What is this shit? What is this foundation of Black American shit? We're all the same, nigga. We're all the same. What is divisive? Tariq, I bought Eden Colas. You're not supposed to be divisive. Why is that? No, nigga, I'm not taking credit for a nigga from a foreign land doing something janky. See, they don't want us to separate unless it's something positive. Now, when Tiffany Haddish won a Grammy, I've seen all types of articles, not by her because she's cool, Tiffany is cool, but I've seen other immigrant writers talking about Tiffany Haddish is the first Eritrean American to win a Grammy. The first Eritrean American. So now she's an Eritrean American. Y'all niggas, when it's something positive, boy, when it's something positive, boy, y'all switch right on up. Oh, now she's Eritrean now. Okay. Eritrean, we got to give props to Eritrean. Stand up, Eritrea. All right, nigga. And the singer, Her, she was on her Instagram, and I know her mama is Filipino, I think. She was like, yeah, Pinoy pride, and shout out to the Filipinos. I won. Shout out to the Filipinos. Really? So now it's shout out to the Filipinos, Filipino pride? Last I checked, the singer Her doesn't do Filipino music. Filipino pride? What does your music have to do with anything in the Philippines? Your music is not Filipino. She does not sing Filipino music at all. So now it's Filipino pride? Okay. You see what I'm saying? My thing is just keep the same energy. Okay, if you're going to keep the energy, keep it all the time. If you want to, you know, if you want to be a certain ethnic group and all that old stuff. And by the way, Her is, you know, she's Black and Filipino, and they, you know, there's so much anti-Black hatred over there now because the white supremacists brought it over there. You know, she wouldn't be accepted over there. You say, yeah, Filipinos don't do Filipino music. Yeah, so it's very interesting. People like to flip-flop. But no, keep that same energy. I just want people to keep the same energy. When it's something negative, keep that same energy. Like when some of these Sambos out here getting paid to attack Asian folks, and these niggas are clearly from immigrant backgrounds. No. Let's point that out. It ain't just black attacking Asians. This is an immigrant nigga attacking another immigrant. Let's put it in that perspective. Let's round this thing up. Let's put it in the right perspective here. But like I said, a white supremacist suspect just slaughtered some Asian people, and they're not even talking about this dude no more. I mean, this dude has just been faded in the background. Everything is them attacking black folks. They're all attacking black people right now. You understand? And the grassroots, you know, we got to be heavily on code, because a lot of these Negroes that's been in elected office, and a lot of these Boule Negroes, they are so co-opted. And we got to understand, a lot of these quote-unquote black organizations are not black at all. They're not black organizations. They get black puppets. Founder, do y'all know the United Negro College Fund? And this article just came out yesterday. The United Negro College Fund, for the first time ever, they just got a black American chair of the United Negro College Fund for the board of directors. All these years, this is the United Negro College Fund. They've never had a head of the board of directors there. That's why when you go to the United Negro College Fund website, it's a bunch of stuff about immigrants on there. If you go on their website, it's a gang of stuff on there about immigrants. It's on some, we all the world, we got to save everybody type of shit. You understand? So family, we got to be on code out here. It's going to take the grassroots, us on the grassroots, us who are not afraid to call out white supremacy, us who are not afraid to take the damn capes off. It is not our job to cape for groups who's being attacked by the white supremacists. We are not about to stand in front of the bullet. We are not going to cape for any group who does not cape for us. I am not caping for a damn person. Especially groups of people who shit on us and exploit us, who take money from us and does not give back to black people, sit around harming and abusing and beating black people, and then turning around marching for the race soldiers who kill black people. I don't know anybody nothing. And I'm damn sure not responsible for homeless niggas beating up folks. Black folks, y'all better learn how to start checking people who try to make you responsible for the criminal class or the criminal element, because we don't have a class of criminals. We have an element. And we got this thing where we're told we're supposed to be responsible for the criminal element of black society, which we're not. We don't have anything to do with the criminal element because we don't have organized crime in black society. Now, there's organized crime in the Asian community. They got all types of Asian mafia and all this type of stuff. There's organized crime in the Hispanic community. You got the Mexican mafia, Cartel, all these different drug cartels. You got all types of organized crime in Hispanic society. White society, there's organized crime. We don't have organized crime. We're the only community that don't have no damn organized crime. The worst they can point to is the Crips and Bloods, and that's not even organized. That's why they always put extras on it. That's why they try to put extras on the Crips and Bloods and some gang members. Gang members are just loosely affiliated niggas who's not organized in anything. There's no organized nationwide network of dudes putting in no real work or moving no real weight or shot calling on a nationwide level, even on a citywide level. You understand? But we're told we got to be responsible for some criminals that we don't have anything to do with. Nobody's told to be responsible for the damn triads and all these other criminal organizations. Yeah, we don't have organized crime. I want black folks to get off this bullshit where you're supposed to be responsible for some random criminals that you ain't got nothing to do with. Get off that. Let's stop being afraid. I want us to get this fear bullshit out of our system and start calling out all forms of anti-black racism. It's not our job to put the capes on for people who don't put the capes on for us. We can sit it out, let them hold their own nuts, and we better save our energy for these anti-black crime bills that's about to pop up. Because, see, they know this is propaganda. They know these are a bunch of lies that black people are attacking Asian people. And what they're going to do, all of these crimes, and there was another, I think, a crime up in New York where a white man jumped on an Asian chick and he hit another Asian man earlier that day. So they're not going to put a white face on it. Most of these crimes that's happening to Asian people, it's done by white people, but they're going to conflate it all and make black people the face of it. Y'all better understand propaganda, and Negroes are sitting here co-signing it. That's the dumb thing. We can't keep doing dumb stuff. We got to get that plantation mindset out of here. Niggas just doing shit to be doing it. Speaking of dumb stuff, see, we got to stop being the dumb people. I saw something where they put some mammy on here talking about getting the COVID vaccine, and they got some bunny ruckus mammy. I done told y'all about them bunny ruckuses. This is a middle-aged, big, heavyset, middle-aged mammy with a blonde fade. She got short blonde hair. And this is her talking about, it's a short clip, her talking about getting the vaccine. She don't care what's in it. Listen, hold on.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm and I am taking the infusion. I'm not.
Okay. They love dumb, goofy niggas. And I tell y'all what look to look for. She don't care what's in it. She ain't gonna look it up. I's just gonna stick my arm out and just give me what you got, massa. Just give it to me. See, what they're doing now, they're pandering to the mammy and the coon class. See, they're getting desperate. Because, see, they understand a lot of us are on code. A lot of us are on code on the grassroots. So what they're trying to do now, white society, they're just directly campaigning to the mammy coon class. That's why when they wanted to get Negroes to vote, they went for the lowbrow Negroes. Using strippers, talking about get your booty to the pole, giving out collard greens. I mean, look how they got to scrape the bottom of the damn barrel. Because the intellectual class of foundational black American society, we're on code to a certain degree. So what they're going to do, they got to, the immigrant coons, there's only so much you can do with them because we're calling them out. The old mammies and sambos, they're getting old. They're about to die out. So they're desperate. So they got to get a new voting block now. They got to get a new voting block. I mean, the way they're pandering to the lowbrow Negroes at this point, that means they're desperate. And, you know, they can always use the Hollywood Negroes because, again, they dangle their jobs in front of them. Nigga, you got to toe the line or you're not going to get work. So they got to toe the line. But that's going to get played out because now the grassroots are discrediting them. Now you have the family members of dead black children calling out these Negroes who's running around with the Hollywood crowd. See, they're getting called out now. So the white supremacists are getting desperate, which is good, good, good. It's a good thing. See, when you get desperate, you start making mistakes, and you make mistakes by playing your hand all the way out. And that's a good thing. I like for them to play their hand out. I like them to show us exactly what the hell they're trying to do. Show us the deception, show us the deceit, so we'll know how to deal with it. That wakes niggas up. I ain't got no problem with that. But we got to stay on code, remain on code. That's why I can't wait for y'all to see Buck Breaking. Buck Breaking is going to be a game changer. Because, see, we got to fight all of these agendas. We got multiple agendas coming at us from different angles. We got to fight all of them. Buck Breaking coming next month. Buckbreakingmovie.com. Y'all stay tuned for that. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Go to OfficialFBA.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go to OgunJuice.com. I'd like to thank everybody for listening in and tuning in today. Y'all be good this weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Sunday. Peace.